a discussion about the World Bank for our next 45 minutes. Uri Dadush from the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace joins us. He serves as their International Economics Program Director, but you were formerly inside the World Bank.
Yes, that's right. I worked at the World Bank for 17 years and left it about 3 years ago to join Carnegie.
If you, Burlington, Vermont, Matt, Independent Line.
Hi, in the morning. Yeah, I'd like to get your comments on maybe the World Bank being used for some nefarious purposes, maybe in developing countries, specifically activities like John Perkins describes in his book Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Just like your comment on that.
For those who may not have followed the book, what's your specific question, caller?
In that book, he describes maybe intelligence agencies using the World Bank and other international banking funds to perhaps, you know, not for the interest of the developing countries, but more of a globalist perspective.
We'll leave it there.
Yeah. Any time you have an infusion of substantial amounts of money into an economy, that money can be used in different ways. Economists like to say that money is fungible. Even if it is not dedicated to a particularly nefarious goal, as you have described it, it can nevertheless create the budget room to do whatever the government wants to do in other areas. That is just part of the game.